Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jerry Granahan. How did you get started in this business, Jerry?
Well, I was born in Pennsylvania, near the Pocono Mountains, and I used to go and see bands at the dances, and I liked what I saw, and started to get into music a little bit, and then I was a disc jockey at 17, and then it went on from there. I started fooling around writing music, and ended up going to New York as a teenager. And it just started mushrooming from there.
What station were you on, Jerry?
I was on a station called WPTS in Pittston, Pennsylvania.
Really? What was your first band that you got involved with?
First band?
Yes.
I think the very first band I got involved with was with two guys, gentlemen, they're both passed away, Lee Reynolds and Vinnie Rogers. We formed a group called the Fireflies.
Yes.
And then we split up, and I went on my own for a while, and I wrote a song called Click Clack, went down and played it for Dick Clark. He got me on a label called Swan, and the record became a hit, and they gave me the name Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. And then I went solo again. I went in to do a record called No Chemise, Please. And then hooked up back up with my buddies that I started with, because at this point I had a little bit of clout, and I went in and recorded a song called You Were Mine.
And of course that was a very successful hit in 1959, am I correct?
Yeah, all three of them were, top 20 records.
Yeah. How did Dickie Doo and the Don'ts do for you on Swan Records? Was it successful?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we had Click Clack, and we had Nini Nana Nunu, and then we had several more that got on the charts. Never went way up, but the group was fairly successful. Yeah.
Oh, really? How did it end? Like, how long were you with that group?
Kevin, I was more of a creator than anything. I loved being in the studio. I loved producing. Doing arrangements and all that kind of thing. I never lasted too long with, after I got to hit records with, well, first of all, there was no group. There was no Dickie Doo and the Don'ts. And until I went in the studio, there was no Fireflies. I used to do all the voices. I would do all the background voices and do the lead and things like that, and that's what I really loved doing. And I didn't particularly like touring, so I would do, like with Dickie Doo and the Don'ts, I might go out and do a couple of tours. I did an Alan Freed tour, I did a Dick Clark tour, I did several tours for agencies, and but I wasn't crazy about the touring part of it, and I would much rather have been in the studio.
So you were more of a song creator and a writer rather than a guy who was opening act and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I did all the circuits. I did all the Midwest and the West Coast and East Coast and even up in Canada. I did very well in Canada. I had actually more hits in Canada than I did in the States.
Really?
Yeah, I covered a record called Dance Girl Dance that was done by another group, and it did fairly well in the States for me, but in Canada it was quite a good hit for me. I've had several records in Canada that were bigger than they were in the States.
So would you say that you were more of a bigger person as a songwriter, performer in Canada than you were here in the States?
No. No. The States are, like yourself, you're a collector.
Yes.
And you know who I am, and you know what I've done.
Yeah.
And no, I'm much, much bigger here.
Yeah, yeah.
In Canada, if you want to stay big in Canada, well, like here too, but if you want to stay big in Canada, you just have to keep going back there and performing and performing and performing,
Yeah.
But I that was not me. I my history. I went in. I started my own label.
Yeah, Caprice.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's when I really stopped a lot of the singing and performing, because I got so lucky at Caprice. The first record I had was The Angels Till, and then I came back with Cry Baby Cry with them, and then I had Janie Grant with Triangle, and then I had a little superstar named James Ray.
We talked about that story with James Ray, how he committed suicide and stuff like that.
Well, he didn't
like
commit
that.
Suicide, actually. He just made a mistake and overdosed.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, we get so many calls about the Angels here on my show. Can you tell us a little bit more about your work with the Angels, and especially about that song, Till? It's such a popular song here on At the Hop.
There were three teenagers from Jersey. My secretary had heard them over in Jersey. She was from Jersey, and she introduced me to a guy named Ron Striano first, who was a kid who knew the girls, and he said, "You have to come and hear these girls." So I said, "Well, bring them into New York, and I'll listen to them." So he brought them in, and I listened to them. There were two sisters and a girl named Linda Jansen, and Barbara and Jigs, the sisters. And I heard them sing, and I loved their sound. So I started looking for material for them, and couldn't find anything, from songwriters, from current songwriters. So I started going back, which I like to do, go back and get old proven songs. And Till was one of them. It was recorded maybe 10 years earlier by Tony Bennett. And I took the song, we went in, and did the arrangement, and it came out great.
Yeah, that's really a nice piece of work, because especially as time has gone on since those songs came out, it's amazing how they still have their popularity, and it really shows on those songs right there, I believe.
Yeah, well, now we've got two Angels out there,
Yeah.
The original lead, Linda, left the group early and was replaced by several girls, one which was my wife.
Really?
And then they went on, one group went on to have my boyfriends back. And now I got Linda back and just put two new girls with her. So they're out there. They just got inducted into the female group Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, I worked a little bit with Linda in the Vocal Group Hall of Fame last November, actually. I thought she was a fabulous lady, and they did sing all those songs and stuff, too. So she definitely has a good voice, and I understand what you mean about how good they sound and stuff like that.
Were you at the induction?
I was, yes.
Oh, great. Then you saw Linda.
I did. I've met Linda, yep.
Yeah, nice kid. Nice kid. Nice woman.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fabulous, actually. And I told her how popular Till is, because I get so many calls on that record. I was the one to first start playing it. I just played it one time from coming out of my collection. But I'll tell you, the requests still come for that record. It's
well,
amazing.
That's good.
Yeah. And going on to the other people on your label, you worked with Dion's Belmonts, right?
Say that again?
You worked with the Belmonts. You had them on that label.
Yeah, I had the Belmonts. We were friends from my very first record. I did some tours with them, and we hit it off, and we became really close friends. So every place I went, I took them with me. When Dion left the group, as a matter of fact, I filled in for Dion on several jobs, several shows.
Yeah.
And then I started recording them. And then when I went to UA, I took them to UA with me. And then I went to Dot Paramount, I took them there with me. So they were with me a long time.
Yeah.
And I did sing some leads on some of their records that people don't even know about.
Do you know why Dion and the Belmonts kind of split? Was there a problem? Or did they just want to move on to other stuff?
They were more or less torn apart by managers and record companies and, you know, just people saying, you know, to Dion, what do you need the group for? And the same thing happened with another group of mine, J&A Americans.
Yeah.
You know, I had several hits with them, and you could see them starting, you know, a song like Caramia, for instance.
Yes.
Can be one of two things. It can be, you know, it can be a blessing on one end, and it can be a problem on the other end, because when that come out, it featured one guy. It featured Jay Black, and it kind of hurt the group.
Yeah.
It gives the lead singer a big head, for one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he thinks, you know, he or she thinks that that the group can't exist without them.
Yeah.
And then that was Dion's case, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And in those days, you know, it was a very loose business.
Yeah.
People were into the wrong stuff. You know, everybody was doing something that they wouldn't know we're not supposed to do. And that didn't help anything.
Exactly. How well did the Belmonts do with you? They succeeded, am I correct?
Oh, yeah. The label we started, Mike Caprice Records distributed a label called Sabina. And on Sabina, we had three hits with them.
Yeah. Yeah, Come My Little Angel, Tell
right.
Me Why, yeah. How did Norman Fox feel when you did the Belmonts covered that?
I covered that, and I covered another record. That song I mentioned, Dance Girl Dance?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a Norman Fox.
Yeah.
He wrote that.
Yeah.
And I covered that. I didn't even know Norman Fox, and I didn't even know he was the one who did it. I just heard the songs and like them, did them.
Yeah.
You know, I finally got to meet him after a while.
Oh, really? How is he as a guy? Nice. And
oh, he's a nice, very
yeah,
nice man. Yeah.
I haven't met him yet, unfortunately, but someday.
He's very, very talented man.
Yeah, yeah. Looking back on your career, what are your plans now as we're in now 2009? What have you been up to since the 50s and 60s?
Well, right at the present time, for a while I didn't do anything. I just laid back and did some writing and things. But right now, at the immediate present, I have two CDs. Well, I have three CDs out. One is a Christmas CD. And the other two we just released. One is called The Best Of, and that has has me and Dickie doing the Don'ts and the Fireflies in it. And the other one is called Jerry Granahan's Caprice Records, which has all my hits from Caprice. And I started a couple years ago doing a ballad when I had my studio. Doing a ballad CD, and I cut about 10 sides, and I've been fooling with that, trying to get it the way I want it, and that should be finished pretty soon, and that's going to be a nice CD. It's got great songs in it. Nothing that I wrote, but just songs that I have liked over the years and like singing, so I put that together, and that should be out in a couple of months, hopefully.
Can you tell my listeners like how they can buy those or make them available to them?
You can go on. The one is on a company called CD Baby. If you punch in CD Baby, all three records are on there. And you can they show up on eBay. There's several different ways you can buy it, but CD Baby is the best and the quickest.
Really?
Yeah.
Are these the original recordings, or are these
yes.
been redone? Or
No, they're the originals.
Excellent.
As a matter of fact, in one of them, in the Caprice CD, there's a duet with myself and Janie Grant, two sides, that was never released.
Wow.
So that's a collector's thing. You know?
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a good collector's item right there. So you're not going to be going back on tour. Are you going to be more like a writer or anything in the present?
As a matter of fact, we've been discussing putting a show together. I would like to do something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Naturally doing the hits and stuff, but just doing something different, a little more entertaining than just getting up there and doing your records.
Yeah.
So that's in the works right now.
Is this new material are we talking about, or?
Maybe one or two new pieces, but mostly showy stuff, show type of material.
Yeah.
We'll see how it works out.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that, Jerry.
Oh, thanks.
How are the Angels doing in the present time? Are they still around?
They're doing shows. You know, they're kind of quiet. We haven't recorded with the New Angels. The original Linda.
Yes.
We haven't done anything in the studio. Now we're just trying to get them established, you know, on the road.
Yeah.
And they're out there. They're having fun.
Yeah. Well, they're always welcome on At the Hop. They can always come to me for an interview, too, believe me.
Sure. You can. I'll check with Linda, and maybe you can do she lives in Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because she's very hot, actually, on At the Hop with Kevin Bowles. So that might be a good start for them, too, especially if they're coming to this area, too.
Yeah.
What about the Belmonts? What are they doing now?
Oh, they're working all the time. They work a lot. I don't get to talk to them very often now because they're really busy. I'm busy, and I get to talk and see Jay and the Americans more than I do the Belmonts now.
I just did an interview. I did an interview back in March with Sandy from Jay and the Americans.
Yeah,
they're really busy. I mean, they're buried in gigs. It's fabulous.
Yeah. I saw them in Boston about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I also I'm working with Jay Traynor. I worked with him on last Sunday, not this Sunday, but the Sunday before, for Bowser's concert because he's one of the tokens now. He's a fabulous guy too.
Oh, he's a terrific guy, Jay.
Yeah, you guys must be friends too, am I correct?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, Jerry. Well, we're going to wrap things up here. Anything else you'd like to say, last words or anything?
No, just keep the music going, my friend.
Yeah, definitely. It'll never stop here.
Well, makes a lot of people happy.
Yeah.
You know, including the people who recorded the songs and the people who wrote the songs and the fans out there that still, you know, show up and love their oldies and their doo-wops, etc.
You know, I talk so much about two record collectors when I'm out buying records and stuff like that. It's amazing because the 50s and early 60s is so happy, it's upbeat, rather than, you know, being complicated or depressed or stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, when people listen to the old stuff, the memories are a lot better than they are, you know, for these unfortunate young kids now.
Yeah.
I'm asked a lot of times to go to these car shows, you know, the antique car shows.
Yeah, those are big, yep.
And I go on make an appearance once in a while at those, and it's just, it's amazing. You actually see the people going back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's the greatest audience in the world. Without
yeah,
a doubt.
Like best a lot of like a lot of my list. I have a couple listeners who I've talked to on the phone recently, and over the 5 years I've been in radio, and they just say it's so nice to hear the oldies and reminisce and stuff like that. And they say these records literally take them back to happier times when they were in their teens and
exactly.
Stuff like that. It's really nice, you know, especially the job I do and all the other disc jockeys around the country.
Yeah.
Alrighty, Jerry. Well, I appreciate you sitting down and talking to me about your career with music. And I hope to talk to you again sometime.
Anytime. Anytime, Kevin. Anytime.
And I'll be in touch, my friend. It's always nice talking to you on the phone.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right, Jerry. Thank you.
Hey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.